ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Tes, Amud Aleph. We're mostly learning about the Zmani Yomaisa Mashiach and the Taiva that will be. The Gemara over here says that the Taiva is only to the Yidden. We are Misavim L'Yom Hashem, L'Yom Zel L'Chem, L'Yom Hashem U'Choyshech, V'Loy Ar. Some Loy Darshans that for the Goyim, it won't be an R, it'll be a Choyshech. Boy, the Gemara brings a Raya from Ahu Mino, the Rebavu, Himesayos, Himesiach, as he answered him back, L'chichofi l'uchashoich alahanu inchi. Okay, and he brings a Raya from Apostle, Yachoshich, Chasaretz, Varofel, Umim, Varlecho, Yizach Hashem, Vakavar Alecho, Yira. As the Gemara brings a Raya from a Min, to what will be to a Goy. As near a Mikan is a Mokar, the Yisoy that the Maral says in the first Mishnah, the Rambam is also Meduik, he learned that way. Mishnah says, Kol Yisal Yeshlam Chelek Loilam Haba. As the Maral says, Meduik, that Elu Shein Lem Chelek Loilam Haba is because it's Oy Shem Yisrael, somebody who's Koifer, as he loses his Shem Yisrael. That's why the Gemara is Madama Min, somebody who's a Koifer to a Goy, because Beda is Ein Lem Shem Yisrael. And over here is a Gvaldika and Gosha under Achmanis Agdela, if Elu Shiyotzu Meaderech, and Chas V'Shalom, they do a virus. Mamish, they had Kol Karcha Beitoiva, they could have been Zeicha La'or Godol, and been Koim La'or Godol, the Samu HaKol L'Choyshech. They turn everything into a Choyshech Godol, Menetzach Netzachim. Chas Te Hashem, Elu Shaholchim Ba'aderech, La'or HaGodol, which is Mu'usid, Kukulchem. Afterwards is the sugyan Yemoi Samashiach of Kama Zman is Yemoi Samashiach. There's different Tanoim Darshan from different places. The Yad Ramah says that he has a steer that Rav Loza in one place is Darshan, Dalet Meir Shana in one place Darshan's Arboim Shana. He says, Betzem, these sheetahs, one, because they had a Kabbalah Miraboisa. They're just being Medaik from Psukim and dashing the Psukim, Kefim Hashanira from the Psukim. He still says that, but there's a steer in the Psukim. Mice, the way he's dashing, one Pasik says 40 years, one Pasik says 400. Azok there that if there's Zeichers, then Yemoi Samashiach will be longer, and if not, it'll be less, like the Gemara, the Makar L'Chayr is the Gemara before. And Tzadik Zayin, the Gemara says, Yemoi Samashiach could be Alpayim Shana, V'yotza Masha Yotza, we weren't Zeicher to Mashiach, Mishum Ava Yonaseinu Shehirbu. That's Yemoi Samashiach could have been longer, but because we weren't Zeicher, we didn't get it. And the Chidushi Aran, the Nusha Aran is Masbid, the Shidas that are Mismayit, Vimay Samashiach, and there is bothering him, what are they being Mimayit, Vimay Samashiach? As he says, because the Maisa, if the Yimay Samashiach is Triyasa Mesim and Ugschar, Memes, we saw in the beginning of the Perek, the Rambam and the Ramban, that the Ikaschar is Lo'ilam Abba, not the Yimay Samashiach. As the Fizetz, Nocha Knech, why is he being mismaid in Yemoi Samashiach? Not because he wants to be mismaid in Tovis Klal Yisrael. But he wants the Yomim of afterwards to happen quicker. Nira Filaran, what Shannon demand the younger and Magadal Yemesa Mashiach, Abad de Moida that the Toiva Yosig Dolos this man of afterwards. Nor we saw in the Rambam in the Maral before and that Sadiq Chesamid base that Yemesa Mashiach is the Achono Loilam Havadalosh in the Maral was it's a Sulam La Alois. As they hold, you need more Zman to be on the Madrega that you should be Royal Loilam Haba. That's why you need a ribui zman of Yemei Samashiach kedei lagia to the dargo of Olam Haba. Nihemshech the Gemara, brings man the yom the Yemei Samashiach is shivim elo shala kemois briyas olam. The Yad Ramah says the choilek on the brisa before and daf sadik zayin rev katina. He means the Gemara we saw the olam is. Sheish Elef Shana and Yemais HaMashiach is in the last 2,000 years. As Lefidis Mandiyam, the Yemais HaMashiach is Shivim Elef Shana, Kimais B'yas Elem, it's Zicha more than that. As Zogti Yad Ramah, Vais Techois, there is a Machloikis in that memory that we had before, that the Olam is Sheish Elef Shana. So this is the different tanoim, Nasad of the Pshat. Now let's go into a little bit deeper into the yonim. What's the beer of these manim? What's the different manim? What's the meaning behind this manim? Let's go into. As this man, Jal Mem Shana, the Mashal learns, it's Lashalim Bechazar, this man that they were in the midbar, that they didn't have that toivat, but Hashem will give it back after the Zaycha. You could learn also that Kimeis Yisrael Mitzrayim Eren in the Flois Chazal Dash in the Pasuk that the Gula Sidus Daimet to Yitzias Mitzrayim was just like then there were 40 years when they Ad Shegiyah Latz Yisrael Suadin there'll be 40 years of Yemais Hamashiach Lefnei Shegiyah to Olam Haba the Shvitz the Gemar Mandiyom of Ayin Shana you could say is Keneged Chayi Adam. And the word is that over there there'll be Yichyad Ayin Shana Betzura Acheres. The Rebbe says that Mashiach will be the Shadosh Dairis. The Magolius Ayam says a Neitch Kneitch that the Pierce of Mishnayas in the first Mishnah says that Mashiach will die and afterwards will be Yimlech Bnai and afterwards will be Yimlech Ben Bnai. Where's the Makar of the Rambam? Zogt, the Magoli Seyam, it's this Gemara. Yemais HaMashiach is three Dairis. What's a Dair? When a person dies, and then the children, and then the grandchildren. As that was Kilo, the Makar of the Rambam. Yeah, if you the other Rishonim that learn that there will be the Mashiach won't die, and it'll be Zeicha to this man of Tchias HaMesim, and after this man of Tchias HaMesim, there's no Misa. As you would learn that which the Gemara means Gimel Dairus, it means the Zman that it takes for Gimel Dairus, not that there will be Gimel Dairus Mamish. Yeah. There's a man, the Yomar, that says that the Zman of Yemei Samashiach is Shin Samach Eishana, Keneged the Shins. Samachay Yomim in the year. As you read Masbir, that the Shin Samachay Loisa says, as the Schar that they were Shomru Mil Avra Loisa say, is the Shin Samachay Shana. Or, you could be Masbir bin Nusach Acher, if you mash a Kosovis for Magdashim, Yadu Adar Chaim in the beginning of Pashas Vayichi, brings from the Zoyer, the Arizal. That every yom is another nitzus of the neshama, and the levush achal the neshama laasid lavai. The schar is lekol yom b'yom. Every yom is nachan avoda. As a meila, the yemais hamashiach is for every day of the year. You get a miyuchad yigeschad. There's another kilu shana keneged the year of the day of avoda. That's a gavaldi usayris or a person. Shouldn't say half tomorrow, there's plenty of time. Every day is chashiv, every day is a naya avoida, a naya nitzis, a naya chelik of the neshama, a naya levush of the neshama. The man, the yom of Zayin, Elef Shana, is keneged zayin yimei hamishta shel chosin v'chala. The beer is that the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is daimed to the relationship of a chosin and kala. Golus is daimed to almana. As the time that the gula sida will come back, it's kilu v'choyzev in ischatim. This is the mashalim of Shloima HaMelech v'shir Hashirim shekenu m'neshikis piyu oida pam. And Hasinai was Yeshikenu Meneshikas Piu. Limit HaTaira, Lassid Lavai, when we're Zeicha to the Gula, will be Limit HaTaira Eirapam. That's the Zivug of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Simcha will be a Simcha Shein Kamayu. As a Mele, that's why it's Keneged, the Zayin Yimei Mishta of Simcha, of Chasim Vekala, will be the Yimei Samashiach. My sister, Masha Kasa, this one, Kadeshim, the design spheres, the Kodesh Baruch was knowing the Oilam, that's design weeks of spheres of Aymer, design days of Sukkot and Pesach, as Lasak and these in Yonim. As Lasad Lavai, will be Zaycha for all that Avodah that we did to be Mesakin, these Zion spheres will be Zaycha, Elab Shana, Keneged, every sphere that we're Mesakin. And the last one, the Yom, is Keneged Briyas HaOlam. Well, says the Bizaycha to relive the world of now. The Gedesh Shel Schar. This Olam was the Olam of Avodah. And Lasid Lavai will relive it in the Dargah of Schar. The Gemara over here says the Zman HaMashiach is Lelibi Galisi Lepumi Loi Galisi. Let's go on. The Yad Ramah Red Duch, the Rav Hashem is no goof. As it's just a mashal. The shayla is, what is the mashal? What's it coming to be megala? As in the Sefer Margoliyos Hayam, he brings a zaya that says two malachim in the Gemara. One malach is lelev, is going on certain talmidei chachamim in the door. B'dugma the Sanhedrin, Moshe Ba'arin, Tekilu the Shpitz talmidei chacham in the door. They know the kates. The Pumi Loigalisi means to the Shar people in Klal Yisrael. That says Kilu Yaakov is Bigish Ligat, the Galasasa kates. The Grisa Sadikim, that they did know the kates. Daniel had a Nevuah in the kates. The Grisa Sadikim, that Yechidim, that knew the kates. Abba. The Pumi Loigalisi wasn't neat in the Galas, the Klal Yisrael. Another pshat he brings in the Zohar is entire Shabiksav Galisa, the Giluyim of the Kates. Of Lepuma Loi Galisa, it wasn't this Gala to Tayr Shabal Peh. Tayr Shabal Peh is what's Mefarish Tayr Shabiksav, that we could be Oymed on it, be Maven it. Because even though there are Ramazim in Tayra for the Kates, of Lamaisa, Lepuma Loi Galisa, that it should be able to be Mizgala the Ramazim, that you could say it Lahedya. Thus is Loi Galisi. Then the Gemara brings the Machlokes of Yechon and Shmuel in Yemos HaMashiach. The Margoliyos Hayam brings a Makkah from the Zoya, rather that he holds like Shmuel. As the in our Gemara, this is a sugya that repeats itself many times in Shas, but Hashem will see some of them in the Hemshech. In our Gemara, the Machlekes is on the Toivah Shenemru B'Nevi'im, and Yos HaMashiach, different Schar, Machlekes the Toivah that will be in those days. As what is it talking about? She disappeared on this, as all the Tovahs that are said in the Nevi'im are never on Yos HaMashiach. Ablailam Habo, Ein Loi Rasa. It's not shaykh to describe it in Nevi'im. Abba Shmuel is chaylik, and he learns Ein Ben Yemos HaMashiach L'Olam Haba. As the Nevi'im must be going on the Tkufa of L'Acha Yemos HaMashiach. Chayra means the Tkufa of Olam Haba. L'fi Zeh is a makar to the Rishonim. We saw the big machlekes Rishonim in the beginning of the Perek. The Ramban, the Ravid, the Ramah. They hold their man in Shar Gemul. the Ramban, the Yadraman, the beginning of the Perek, they hold that Olam Haba will be with a guf. As this is a raya, because the Nevi'im, the Fishmol, are talking about Olam Haba, and they speak about the guf. Lefi the Rambam, that's Cholek, how do you learn? As Bemes, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Malachim, he says that and the psukim are a mashal. In the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, but it doesn't mean literally what it says in the psukim. Say, that would be a kivun to be miyash of the psukim, that they're mashalim ba'alma. The going in Brochus and Yud Gimel is brought down another mahalach to answer the Rambam. The going wants to learn the shteis manim of Yemoy Samashiach. Shmuel is Mayri B'tchilas Yemoy Samashiach. And God calls it Mashiach ben Yosef. And the Psukim are Mayri B'soif Yemoy Samashiach. And God calls it the Tkuf of Mashiach ben David. And Zag the Goin, B'emes, Elu Velu Devei Elokim Chayim. I read the Klal is when you have a Machlokes Amoraim, they're both right. Askom Dechois, everyone's Moide. There is a chelik of Yemoy Samashiach where the Sfar is Miskayim. The Shail is when Chazal say Yemoy Samashiach, what Kufa are they going in? It's a machlokes in Pshat. As the Fizeh, it's not Mukhach that the Psukim are going on this man of Olam Haba. You can learn it's going on Seif's man in Mashiach, that Shmuel is Maida. The going is miyashiv al pizeh. The shayla the kesef mishnah in hilchos tshuva. Kesef mishnah asked, is a steer in the Rambam. Who is the halacha like? Is the halacha like Rabbi Yechonon Shmuel? The Rambam in hilchos malachim perigir beis halacha beis is maybe the member of Shmuel. Shem ben yomay samashiach v'olam hazeh. The Rambam in hilchos tshuva perichas halacha zayin is maybe the member of Rabbi Yechonon. The Gemara says it's a machlokes. How can the Rambam bring down both? The Goyin, the way he's learning, is doch gishmach. Elu velu devrei Elokim. Ravada, both of them are emes. The machlokes is in devrei Chazal, what it's talking about. The Rambam could bring down both members, because both members are true. Now we just want to go through the different sugis that bring down this memra of this machlokes. Rain bein yimoy samashiach loylam hazeh. Besides our Gemara, there's a Gemara in Shabbos daf samach gimel. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says that you won't need weapons anymore. The Gemara starts off and says that pasuk is going on Yemoy Samashiach. Frag the Gemara lefi Shmuel ein bein. Zag the Gemara, it's going on the Tkufa Shalachakach. And it's doing with our Gemara that the Machlekes is in the Psukim that talk about Lasid Lavoi. Are they talking about Yemoy Samashiach? Are they talking about Loilam Haba? Another Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. It's maybe may. Shimon ben Elazar that he's Dairish the pasuk in Koyhala Esachos Bayrecha Bimei Machvisecha. A person should remember to be Eved Hashem when he's a Bakar. He shouldn't wait till it's too late. Asher Yavah Yomim She'ein Bem Chefetz. That's what's the Kavana. As Yidashin, it's going on the Yimai Samashiach. Shelo Yibem Schus Lechayva. Won't be in a sign anymore. The Yitzhar will be taken away. You won't be able to get Scharam anymore. And the Gemara says, Zeh, the Loike Shmuel. If you Shmuel, there'll still be Schar Vainish in Yemoy Samashiach. As the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim Perek Yud Beis, when he's Paisik Kishmuel, as the Rambam in Halacha Dalid, is Moisif. That the reason why Klal Yisrael was Mesaber LeMashiach was not for the Toivis that they're going to be Zeichah to. No, the reason why they were Mesaber LeMashiach was Kedei, that they should be Pony from the Goyim and from all Tzaris, and they should just be Isaac and Torah, Kedei Liskois, Olam Haba. As the Rambam saying in Yemoy Samashiach, you'll be able to be Eved Hashem and be Zeifer the Schar and Olam Haba. The Gemara says, Yamim Shein Lam Ben Chifetz. If he says, Doch good. Rambam Paskins like Shmuel. That ain't Bain. So Rambam Paskins will still be Bechira, there'll still be Mitzvahs, there'll still be Schar. Avada, eventually they'll come to a Darga of Yamim Shein Ben Chifetz. But not right away. The Gemara Le'el, on the Sadiq Aleph, Amid Beis, the Gemara also brings this Machlaikis. And the Gemara over there is handling this Estir in the Psukim. One Pasuk says, the Aracham and the Levana will be Niskadal. And one Pasuk says, you won't need the Ar the Chama Bechlal. It's for the Gemara Estir. There's one Mahalach to answer, is one Pasuk is going to be Mais HaMashiach. One is going Le'olam Haba. Pesach the Gemara, that's like Rabbi Yechanan. That is a chilek din yemayis haMashiach and olam hazeh. Lefi Shmuel shein hevdel ben yemayis haMashiach loolam hazeh. How could we miyasha b'stira? As the Gemara says that both psukim are going loolam haba. One pasuk is going on the machane shchina, and one pasuk is going on the machane tzaddikim. Rather, Lefi the Gra, that Gemara is a little bit shfer. You could have said one pasuk is going on Tchilas Mois HaMashiach, one is going the Besayf. But Lechari, the Yishuv is that both Psukim talk about Bestam. That's mashma that they're going on the same Tkufa. They say one pasuk is going on one Tkufa, and another pasuk, beginning of Mois HaMashiach, then it's not Meduyik. Bishlam, if you learn one's going on Yimayis HaMashiach, one's going on Olam Haba, which are two different Musagim type. That's a good teretz. But to say they're both going on Yimayis HaMashiach, one's a Tchila, one's a Seif, and the Pasuk doesn't say it. That's a Doichik. That's according to the Gra. Those are the different Sugis that there are in Shas that brings down the Ein, this Machlekes of Ein Ben, Gemara in Shabbos Samach Gimel, Kuf Nun Aleph, Gemara Le'el Sadik Aleph on the base. And over here in Daf Sadik Tes, the Gemara over here brings down Gimel Memres from Rabbi Yechanan Be'in Loi Rosa. As Mashon Brachas and Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara over there says the same thing as over here. The Maral, the Mashah, yes, that L'chayra, all these Memres are said from the same Amayra. How could he dash in three different things? As he says, Vaistachois, they're not a machlaikis. Each drasha is true. This Kama Bechin is a vein loy rasa. What's the gosha of vein loy rasa? As Dr. Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Periches, Halacha Zayin, Shalai Shaykh Litvay Say Say Bechushay Guf. Bechushay Guf can't be Toifesed. The Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis is Masber more that it's the Ruchnis the Ketvisa. Something which is Ruchni, it's not shy for us with our Tvisa, which works there for physical Guf, to understand. So the Mashon Brachas is Masber also. Now the Fizet, you have to learn. The Gemara in the Hemzich says, what's Ein Loi Rasa? The Gemara says two things. Yein HaMishuma Ba'anavav and Eden. As Bishleima Eden, you can learn Eden is a Ruchnistika Musig. Rasha says that which the Gemara says in Brachas Yedzayin. Basud Lava Saldigam Yinanim Iziv Ashkina. Matre Seyem Bereseyem. That's going on Eden. And then there's Gan Eden, which is Gashmias, and that you could be Toifeset Beinayim Shal Adam. So that's good. Avlachar Yayin HaMashumar Ba'anavav, thus is Nishta Ruchni is the Gishar. Because how could you say the Ein Loi Rasa means because it's Ruchni? The Gemara calls it Yayin HaMashumar Ba'anavav. As the Ramah and Daf Sadik and the Rajba over there in Brachas both say, that Yayin HaMishumar Ba'anavav doesn't mean a good bottle of wine. No, if there's one thing in the world that has a koyach to be misamech person more than anything, and shecheach kol adayga shel ha'adam, like the lashon of the pasuk, it's yayin. It's when the person drinks to a point when he's happy and he's not mufke shechus ha'shaloi, but he drinks, it causes him a simcha g'dayla. That's a marshal on the simcha that will be la'ilam haba. It's a simcha she'im bo shum sad. A simcha g'dayla. The marshal that we have for it is somebody who's shikar. Shikar no oifen ha'toyv. He's mamish sameach v'toyv leiv. V'toyv leiv mishta tamit. So it's a marshal b'alma. Mavur b'gemara. Over here, Lefi Rabbi Yechanan, that the schar in Olam Haba is dargis v'dargis, meaning the schar of a tzaddik gomer is a much hecher schar. It's something which is unfathomable. A schar of a Talmud Chacham bi'atzmai is a darga cheres from a schar of a regular tzaddik and somebody who's mahane Talmud Chacham. So no kilups, a Talmud Chacham and a tzaddik. What's the difference? In this Gemara you see, the difference is worlds of a different. Hareya Talmud Chacham is, it's unfathomable, the schar. Mashenkin, other people, the rest are doing mitzvahs, right mitzvahs, the tzaddikim, but the schar is ain't a daima. And then the Gemara brings down the machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Avu, who's bigger, a tzaddik gomer or a bal tshuva? Nira, the Gamal Zeh is the name of the klal, Elu Velo Divrei Elokim Chayim, it's a machlekes Amarayim. As Vais Tachayisen of Bekvisar Bechina, a tzaddik gomer is Yaisa Gadol, he never was chayte. And another Bechina, bal tshuva is Yaisa Gadol. This is the machlekes. Which bechina is more chashiv? Was the mile of a tzaddik gadol that we all mevin? But what's the mile of a bal tshuva? Why do we say in a bal tshuva makom shebal tshuva im dem ein tzaddikim gemurim yechaylen lamoy? As the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva Perek Zayin Halacha Dalit and the Yad Rama over here on Masbir, because in order for somebody who did an Avera to be Pirish from an Avera, it's very hard for him. He got used to doing it. V'oid, the Tumad Avera makes an Avera, Gereres Avera. It's Moshech him to do the Chet. As for him to stop doing an Avera is very, very hard. That Koshi, a Tzaddik doesn't have. And thus it's like the Mishnah Novus, Lefum Sara Agra. He has a gvisr koishi and not doing an aveir that a tzaddik gomer doesn't have. As in that bechina, a bal tshuva is chara yoiser. The Magol Yesayam brings down a zayir. It says a gvaldi yechidish that there's a hechel miyuchid in Eden for bali tshuva in the cholos of schar for bali tshuva. He says the hechel hachamishi mamayla. He says, Tzaddikim Gemurim lo yichonim likonis l'sham. It's a hechel ha-meyuchad of schar for a bal tshuva. And he brings down a zayah b'chad mokom that ha-chassidim, there's a madrig of a tzaddik gomer, somebody who wasn't choyit in his shoymet tayag. And then there's chassidim that tamid kol hazman, not only did tayag, they went lefnim, lefnim ishur esadim, the maskidim. Wa'ivir Hashem kol koicham. He says, Avada there on a higher madrega than a bal tshuva. Oh, it's a tzaddikim gemurim that we never chayte, that we said a bal tshuva has a higher madrega. Lloyd, he brings down from the Zohar also, Nachat Knech, that you see from here the koyach of tshuva. B'yayim echad, b'rega echad, yachol liskus l'kurva g'dayla l'ashem. That's a Nandar Majek of Kurva from Dun Chuva. Then Nema the Gemara Navay Dazari Yesh Kaino Lama Bishachas. You can come so close to Hashem. Berega Echad. Ah. As the Gemara says that the schar of mahala tamid chacham minachasav is not the same as a talmud chacham ba'atzmai. People would say, you know, okay, I'll go work and I'll just help tamid chacham. No, it's not the same as a talmud chacham ba'atzmai. As the Achrenim asks from the tour in Yeridea Simin Rishma Mavav, the famous tour which is moving in Shulchan Aruch, Nisan Nisan schar of talmud chacham lilmai ayisach zvulin is neidel schar ki ilu hulamad. Over here in our Gemara is before that there's a chilek b'neim. As in the Sefer Eitz Pri from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, he wrote a kuntres on Yisachar Zulin, and the Netziv and Rav Moshe, they all answer that the Gemara is talking about stam, someone that gives Tamid Chacham, not in the darg of Yisachar and Zulin. Abayin Achinami, if you do it in the darg of Yisachar and Zulin, but then also he zeicha to this ein loy rasa. But what's the darg of Yisachar v'zvulin that you need? As Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says, there's two kinds of people that give to Tamid Chacham. One is tam, he would be learning anyway, just you help him. And then there's someone that without this person he wouldn't be able to learn. He says a real Yisachar v'zvulin is someone where he's the reason why he's sitting and learning. As because he was goyim this learning, as therefore he's neitel schar kamaisai. The tziv, the igris maisha, the tziv is in meishiv davar chele gimel simin yud dalid, and maisha is in igris maisha yeridea chele dalid simin lamed zayin ois te zayin. They amagder the yisachar zvulin by fenacher. They say Yisachar Zvulun is someone that they made a tonight. They made a upmach that every all the time, every chodesh, they're giving a certain amount of money, and they're giving him money, and there's a tonight that we should be Yisachar Zvulun. Someone that stam gives doesn't have that darga. Binishvi, all of them are saying the same vote. The Gemara is not going on Yisachar Zvulun. Thus is the Gemara of the sugis of Mashiach. And the Gemara continues with the sugis of Elu She'en Lem Chelek Olam Haba, Nachas Sugya. The Gemara now is Chosel Afarish, the Mishnah. What are the Kitim She'en Lem Chelek Olam Haba? It goes Keseder. The Gemara says, Oy Me'en Darim in Hashamayim. The Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk of Dvar Hashem Baza. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Hikaris Tikaris. As Gemara Darshan's Hikaris Loilam Hazeh, but Tikaris Loilam Haba. As before in the Gemara over here, that there's Shnei Dinam of Krisus. There's one Karis from Loilam Hazeh, and there's a Karis Loilam Haba. As the Mishnah in Krisus lists off Lamed Vav Krisus, the first Mishnah, that's going in the Karis Meilam Hazeh, the Lamed Vav places in the Torah. It says Karis, Lamashal, certain Machalas Isuris, Bias Isuris, Vachulei. And then there's another level of Krisus that we learn in our Sugya, that there's also a Krisus Me'ailam Haba. That's only when it says He Karis, Ti Karis, a double Lashon. The Gemara over here brings down certain Inyanim that a person is Nichras Me'ailam Haba. As the Ramban in Vayikra, in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Tes, is Moshe for Chiddush. He has a question that you see sometimes in Shayin, that the Oiva and Krisus, they're not Nifter before the age of Krisus. They live longer than the age of 60. As the question is, that what happened to the Karis? As the Ramban says, that which we say, that a person gets his Karis in Olam Hazeh, in the Lamed Vav Krisus, is only if he's not a Rasha. But somebody who's a Rasha, as Mekoyim giving him his Krisus in Olam Hazeh, Hashem gives us his Krisus in Olam Haba. That's why some Rishayim live longer. It's not L'Toyah Lesam, it's L'Greyusam, because they're going to get the Karis somewhere else. As the Fidur Ramban, it comes out, there's certain times when even the Karis of Olam Hazeh could be given later on. Mevinishvi. The Gemara is mavur that there's two kinds of krisus. There's karis me'olam hazeh and karis me'olam haba. And the Gemara is lusof kamachatayim and dans if the and is mechadish that the nichlal and this din of krisus me'olam haba. As where's the krisis me'olam haba? As the Gemara over here darshan said from the chelik of the pasuk of Dvar Hashem Baza, that because he's a Dvar Hashem Baza, therefore he's nichras me'olam haba. As mevor in the pasuk that the reason why he's nichras from olam haba is because he's boizer Dvar Hashem. As the Shari Tshuva in Shar Shlishi is kuf mem gimel. Shar Tshuva and Shar Shlisi is a sefer that lists off the chaimer of the averus. The whole shari starts off. The first one is the lowest level of an avera, drabanans, and he goes, I say, lav sheyish boy malchus v'chuli. Lists off the chaimer. The 10th level of chumra is averus that a person is nichras mi'olam haba. And the highest level of the chaimer of a einish of avera that a person could be nichras mi'olam haba. Rambam Gerdu and Hilchashuva says that's the worst einish a person could give. He loses the netzach nitzachim of toiv. As when he lists off the chaimer of einam chelik loylam haba, he says it's mevur because it's dvar Hashem baza. As what's the pshat? Because of dvar Hashem baza, he loses his chelik in olam haba. As he's masbir the Gemara, be the last Mishnah in Avis Perik Vav. That Lo Nivra Adam Ela Lechaved Es Hashem. The tachlis of a person was to do Kavod Shamayim. As a person who's a boizer Dvar Hashem, Loi Bulvad Shaloi Mekayim Atachlis and a tafkid Shaloi in life. He's doing the exact opposite of his tafkid of that he was created for. Such a person doesn't deserve to live. Olam Haba. That's the Hezbo of Ben Yaina by a Dvar Hashem Baza. Zayn lechilek la'olam haba. As what's the tzir of Dvar Hashem Baza in our Mishnah? The tzir is someone who says ein Torah me Hashem. It's a design because Gan's Torah Kula is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to say b'mad yeshagreis ad gosha that the emuna. That every meal of the Torah is Me'akadosh Baruch Hu is really what makes the Torah special. When you're Isaac in Torah, you're not Stam Isaac in Chochma Balma. You're Isaac in the Dvar Hashem. There's a Maral, beautiful Maral, in Sefer Teperis, Perik Tes and Perik Yud Aleph. He's Marich in this Nakud and Perik Yud Aleph. He says very nicely. He says when a person is Isaac in Arba Avos Nezikin in Shar Shenagach Esapara. He could feel low. He's being Isaac in a bar. He's being Isaac in a shar. He's being Isaac in Kleina Zachin. It would be much better to be Isaac in the Chachma Zakri Chavim, something that's a big Chachma of atoms, of DNA. That's some Chubidigizach. He's being Isaac in the shar, in the bar. And he says it's a tremendous taste. Because when a person, even when he's Isaac in Kri Chavim, but he's Isaac in Teva, he's Isaac in the Metzias Olam. The highest level is when you're Isaac in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we're dealing with bar, Shosha Nogach Esapara, Arbalus Nezikim, we're not handling a bar, Eish. We're handling the Dvar Hashem in Eish, the Dvar Hashem in bar, as we're living in the Dvar Hashem. As every Isaac in Torah, whether it's Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh, we're being Isaac in Dvar Hashem. We learn Torah, we're not stand reading a story of the we're being Isaac in the words of Hashem. It's Miraimim, the Ganze Inyan of Limar HaTaira. It gives us a Meher when we're learning Taira. What are we doing? And the Maral in Tiferes Perik Tes adds that Taira is what's Madvik us to Hashem. When we're Isaac in the Dvar Hashem, we're being Davik Hashem in the Chadvekis Gadol Misa. It's this Gemara that Isaac in Taira is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The is Isaac in Tyrus, Isaac b'Tyrus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who says that one word of the Tyrus, Eina Mei Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu Amra, he's being mafris the Erech of Tyrus. The Tyrus is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kachabrich of Arai Sechad Hu. This is one Kesher. Somebody who's saying, Ein Tyrus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's being Oike, that Mahus, that Metzias, does is the Dvar Hashem Bazi. He's not being Machshiv the Torah Karai, because it's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As thus is Ein Lechelik l'aylam haba. As the Gemara on the Sadik Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara brings down with Menashe. And if it's Yatasa Biyad Rama, it's also in this pasuk in Parasha Shlach. The Menashe ben Chizkiya, Shayyoshe Vedarish Bagodesh al Doifi, Amar Chiloy Lemoshe Lichtav Lachois Loitz and Tumna, Timna Hisapilagesh Lalifaz. Why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to write things? And then the Gemara Darshan's on the Paschal went out and says, Teisha Bachicha Tadabir, Beni Mechatit and Doifi, gave him Musar. And then it says, Avimoshri Evin Bechevli Asha, Bukabis Agola. A person, when he does an Aveira, it starts off with Chevli Asha, like a spider web. When he's Nimshach in the Aveira, it becomes Kaabis Agola, becomes thick, a thick string, Daima Kechut Shel Kuvya. Vendira, the Gemara is telling us the downfall of Menashe. We'll see later on. Gemara says the rishis of Menashe, and the Gemara is later on. He was a shayfich damim, shein kamayu, he killed all over. He was Mahmed at Selim, Avodazar in the base Hamigdash. That Vera upon Avera, Mamish, Ashchasig Deila. Where did he come that the Yetzirah should have such a shlita? It started from the way he learned Torah. When he learned Torah, there was an extra pasuk. He didn't understand. As instead of saying that he doesn't understand, he said there's something wrong. Chas v'shalom, it's hard even to be mitzi the milam from the pen. That there's something in the Torah that's not necessary. Kilu, maya yulay l'maisha. He said, Kilu Moshe wrote it, it's not from my Kaddish Baruch Hu for Oid, it's not a necessary part, there's nothing to it. As that was the Tchilas downfall of Menashe, that the Gemara is saying, where he started off, it looked like an Avera Kala. This Avera Kala caused the entire downfall of Menashe and brought him. When a person doesn't learn Torah with the proper Shivas and the proper Kavirat Torah, realizing what Torah is, because then Torah is not meraimim him, it's not megadol him, it doesn't bring him, protect him. And then he could be nimshach me aveira li aveira. That aveira goof of not being mash of the Torah could make him have his tremendous downfall. As the Margolius Hayam brings down from the Zayar on this Gemara, that people say there's extra words in the Torah, Chas v'Chalilah, but it's not true. That he says, that the Zayir says, that when people learn Torah, and they learn the Torah like a history book, L'Havdol Alfei Alafim, that the Goyim write history books about what happened in history. Askilu, the Torah is our history book. It's telling stories of Avraham, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov, of Yosef, and of Moshe. It's a history book, it's a story book. Azag b'zayel, thus is a b'zayin to the Torah. But anyone can write a storybook. You need Hashem to write a storybook. And Azag b'zayel is da the lavush of the Torah, and is da the guf of the Torah. As the story is the lavush that the Torah was mislabishing. I know, the way the Torah was mislabish to come into this world, that we should have havan in the Torah, was through the story. But the ik of the Torah is not the story, Shabbai. The ik of the Torah is the Dvar Hashem, the limudim and the mitzvahs and the inyanim that you learn out. Like the Gemara here says that, Kilo, why did he say about V'yelech Ruven b'meki tzirchitim? Why is that a necessary story? Kilo, he looked at it like it was a story. So what do we need here, this story? Of a fakir, from there we learn he was makbin on gezel. We learn that ad kama a person is sarach lizar. As every chelik of Torah has a Dvar Hashem, which is a limud gadol. As that's the nikuda of the godless of Torah. That's the Zoya says, a person always has to not think that Torah is kilu the lavush, and think that that's the ikrat Torah. It's just the lavush for the ikrat Torah, the primius of the Torah. And Kiyadua is primius upon primius. It teaches us mitzvahs, it teaches us midas, and then there's even nacha primius, it teaches us seidei ha-Torah, v'chulei, the primius of the Torah keeps on going tiefer and tiefer and tiefer. Thus is the sugya to be mavar this nakuda, that when we're learning Torah, we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Dvar Hashem. It's Gohech. It's Tam HaSipo, and it's Tam HaChochmo. It's Dveikus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fiza, you could explain. That's why the Gemaras and the Hemshech are going to bring down the Chshivas of Chazara and the Chshivas of Amelis Betayra. There's the two things that people have a hard time doing is Chazara and Amelis Betayra. Why? Because I know the story already. I know the Gemara already. We have to chazar it so many times. But you realize every time you're chazing the Gemara, you're being re-mekasher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, it's an undercook. The kasher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going tifarayin into the person because it's an undercook of what you're doing. Amelus b'tayr. It's hard to learn. Yeah, it's hard to learn, but if you realize that you're being mekasher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're connecting with Hashem, it's kedai. It's kedai kol amelus. As Kiilu, it's coming to be mechazik us that we should be able to be amal b'tayra and be choyzer and not chas v'shalom to have any rifyin and b'zayin and tayra and not learn it the way we should. One of the tzurim of a Dvar Hashem Baza is a gevaldige chiddush to many of us. Rav Neroi Amar, kol she'efshe lazik b'tayra ve'eine oisik is nichlal in Dvar Hashem Baza. As this musig, of course, Efshalai Lasik Batayra Veina Isaac, you find in two other Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Hey, the Misha Efshalai Heyamad Aleph Shah. Lasik Batayra Veloy Isaac, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Alav Yisurin Mechu Arim Ma'aychon Isaac. Hashem brings Yisurin Mechu Arim, terrible Yisurin. Mavur that Misha Efshalai Lasik Vloy Isaac, the Gefelech Yisurim that a person has, it gets from it. Vo'id, that he's Nichrasum Eilam Haba, you see the Chaimer Inyan, the Fiza, you could be Mazber, a third Gemara. The Gemara in Chagiga, Dafi Amid Beis says, Misha Efshalai Lasik Betayr Veinu Isaac, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yair Alav Demais. Why is Hashem Yerida love demais? Because Hashem knows he's being ma'avit kol kach, the surim he's going to have. And chas v'chalila to lose oilam haba. And the mela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yerida love demais. Yeah. That kamat zarech li zara v'zeh. That's the shari tshuva. And shar shlishi, ois kuf ayin zayin. Brings down this Gemara, the Rambam also in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perigimel, brings down this Gemara. See, Paskins like this Gemara. Good to see in the Shari Tshuva, the way the Shari Tshuva brings down the Shari Tshuva in Ois Kufa in Zion is talking about the Kanalitzanim, that what is one of the kanalitzanim she'inu mekablim b'nei shrina? As he lists off the chaimer, the worst madrega, the worst madrega, but one of the tzurim is somebody who's baitel deretayre, he's Isaac b'leitzanis. He goes and he's Isaac in the leitzanis from the goyim, the theaters, the movies, and all that sakim of the goyim. Why? Because he's baitel medivretayre, chas v'shalem, he should be nichlal me'elu. That she'ef shalem la'asik b'tayra ve'eino oisik. In Sharishin, in Ois Yud Dalid, the Rabbeinu Yaina is talking about the Chaimer of Mitzvah's essay. And he says, people feel that the only Averi you get an Einish from is a Lav, and a Chomadik a Lav. And they don't realize there's certain essays that the Einish for the essay is more than the Lav. His dogma is Biddle Torah. He says that Biddle Torah, Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevater and giving an Einish on Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raya, Shri Chastamim, which is from the three most Chamadik Alavim, the Loi Vital of him Biddle Torah. Why he brings us to free in Parashas Ekev that the worst Avera einish for the biggest einish for an avera is bittul taira. The things that ainu you do, everyone would say, the worst avera is avera zara. Shrihus damim. And then the Rabbeinu Yonah brings on Gemara. The Tvar Hashem bazes nichras l'maylam haba. That's a gefer l'chainish. As you see, ad kama, a person has to be yizor b'zeh. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuf Nun Hei, Sifkat and Dalet and Torah Habayis, the Sefer Al Torah, Perek Aleph brings it down. The Mishnah Berurah over there is Madgish. Mishnah Berurah is Madgish. And the Sefer Torah Habayis a little bit more. He says that Avada, not every person, if you mavatel for a second, Eim L'chelek L'olam Haba, Avada not. Nosereichen Nish Dvar Hashem Baz, but Derech Klal he learns, once in a while he's mavatel, Nish. It means you have to do it enough times that it already becomes Kilo Yom Avaza the Mahusa Taira. His Lashon is, if somebody who is mavatel when it's Eshel Olasus, he's Karev Liyas. So he says in Mishnah Berurah, he's not mamish. The Torah Sabayis is marchiv, that avada, every little Torah, not vegan, tzarech lahadgish, meaning that avada, a person is allowed to relax, and a person has to function, and he needs to relax to function. As when a person is relaxing and taking it easy, doing things that are healthy, and doing things that he needs him to function, as that's not called Misha Efshel Lazik B'Torah Vein Isaac. He has things that he has to take care of. The Nakuda is when he starts doing what he could be Isaac B'Torah. He doesn't need it to relax. It's not too hard for him to learn. He was able to learn. And he's not learning. It's not happening once. He makes a kfiyas out of it. As then, he's carved to come into this gedda, Chas v'Cholila. Yeah. To teach in the dogma that there are people that after they come home from work, so they want to eat, they want to spend time with their family, that's fine. It's normal life that a person's supposed to do. fine, if they spend time, as they go up, and many people will watch something. Now, of course, if they're going to try to learn a Tifa Sugya in Sanhedrin, Avada doesn't finish game, they're wiped out, they're not able to. But life, the Indian, can't learn something, a little bit of Musar, maybe a little bit of Mishnayis, something light, a little bit of Mishnah Berurah, Halacha, something you can't learn. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. By some people, it's kilo every night they have to spend and watch a certain amount of time. It's not something they really need. If they wouldn't have it, they'd really be fine. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah is it means when he says that Kivu, there's so many time periods that go, a Friday, a Matzi Shabbos. Yeah. Matzi Shabbos is such a time period that everyone slept on Shabbos. They didn't work on Shabbos. So you have plenty of koiches on Matzi Shabbos. But many people, they throw away Matzi Shabbos, Chaval, it's such a zman of Efshaloi Lasik Bataira. You could be Isaac B'Torah. He says you're not misugal to learn 6 hours on a Matzi Shabbos. Okay, kol echad kifi mashef shaloi. We're not saying mashaloi yashaloi. Mashef shaloi. I will learn something. Kimuban, it's not in every rega that you're loy yashaloi, but if it becomes too much of a habit and too much a part of a person that he just doesn't care and doesn't learn, as Chas v'Shalom, like the words of the Mishnah Berurah, he has to be very careful. Shari Tshuva, you should be careful. Kimuvan, when you're speaking about the Chaimra Aimish, it's good also to be Machazik people, the Goydel HaSchar, every Rega that you learn, if you'd only realize how much Schar you're getting, it wouldn't even be hard. You'd run to do it. The schar of Talmud Torah is connected kula, as you can be zeich in those regayim at night with a little bit of limud, a 10-minute limud, a 15-minute limud. You learn at night instead of watching for a long time. You take a 10-minute Mishnah Seder. You take a 10-minute Mishnah Berurah Seder. The schar is ein l'tayev, ein l'shayer. Instead of having regayim shel chas v'shalom choymer einish, you can turn into regayim of ashiras. Shiras Nifla, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Ben Kamayu Vischar. Such an opportunity. Oh. In the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, where the Rambam brings this down, if Dvar Hashem buzzes, Mishav Shalai Lasik B'Torah V'Eni Isaac, there's a Chiddush. The Kesef Mishnah brings it down also on Misha Loimid V'Eni Choyza, that is Nechlal B'Dvar Hashem Buzz. It's not Mefurish in the Gemara. But a mocker to the Kesef Mishnah is why right away does the Gemara discuss Chazara? What's the Kesher? Well, the Fila Kesef Mishnah is Doch Gevaldik. That's also a Dvar Hashem Baza. Now, Mehelam Dibri, the Kesef Mishnah, you could have said a little bit Edel. Dvar Hashem Baza, She'en Lechelik Loilam Haba. That it's not. But a Ksas Dvar Hashem Baza it is if you don't Chaza what you learn. So that's why the Gemara is Masmach. In the Kesef Mishnah, says that it's nichlal in the bizayin to the Torah. If you don't chaza what you learn, the Gemara then speaks about goydul ha'inyan shel chazara. As the Gemara brings kama memris on the inyan of chazara, the Gemara is mamshal mishal loymed v'loy chazar choyzer lizraya me'enoy choyzer. Yidua, the tachlis of Zriya is you want to eat the peiris. You're not interested in putting the zera, the seeds in the field. You want to eat the peiris. As whoever is a reya ve'ena koitza, he doesn't take the peiris home to eat. He's not makai mistafkid. As mavur in the Gemara is such a powerful nekuda that somebody who learns an ena choiza is not being makai the tafkid of his limud. As what's the pshat? You could understand, because the only way to remember is if you're chayzer. And the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed, says Vishinantam, which is the makar of mitzvahs Talmud Torah, Shei Divrei Torah Mechudanim V'Picha. It's important to remember, because that's the importance of chazara. But Moed Yitachin, there's another nakuda that links here also. The importance of chazara is not only for memory. Even if you chaza, many times you won't remember. But Hagufa, the fact that you chazer it in, it's mashrish into the person. It connects the person more with the Torah. And that's the tachlis of Torah, that you should be connected. The mashal hasheni of the Gemara is Lemisha Yolda, Bekaveris Avlad. Tachlis of Avlad, you go through a pregnancy, you should have a child. Bekaveris Avlad, Venira, the Dimyan is when you learn. Making Havaya Chadosh out of the person. It's making you a new person. Kilo, you have a new ben. But if you're not Choyzer, as that Havaya is not Nimshach, Kol Kach. What's Mikan is a Mokum Vidor Rabba Loi Raises, Yadua, the Maral, said the reason why Ein Talmid Chom Kiyom Kapoy Pam is Shaloi Choyzer Maspik Pamim. They used to be Choyzer over and over again. It's really the limud of the Gemara is for two kitim, for the Bnei Torah that are listening. As to chazer over what you learn more, kol echad v'echad, you can chazer over so many times. Remember when I was in years ago, I used to sit in the mirror in the Merkazi near the Bima, and there was someone on the other side of the bench, and Nebuch Le'aleinu, it was Levaya for him, if they're younger. Someone spoke by the Levaya and said that this younger man had finished Mishnayos 40 times. Sisha Sidrei Mishnah. You could finish Sisha Sidrei Mishnah 40 times. We were both younger light. We both sat on the same bench. We both sat and learned by say the regular starting. In a side time, he finished Mishnayos 40 times. Sisha Sidrei. So went ahead and started to make 10 minutes starting of Mishnayos in the morning, 10 minutes starting at night. Unbelievable how much you could accomplish. Another person told me a story. Someone in America, a younger man, that finished Baba Basra 70 times. So I mean, a person could finish Baba Basra 180 blots 70 times. A normal younger man, Bisman is there. So I made and I made Baba Basra come upon him after that. Yeah. As I've had it 70 times is my 40 times is big, but at least on our own, if we chazer and chazer, you get used to chazing it over and over again, you'll see it's not as hard as you think. And people do it out of yom. And how do you chazer? As that, you have the memra of Rabbi Akiva, who teaches us a gvaldik lesson. Zemer b'chol yom. You have to sing b'chol yom. The Maral says that when you know a good song, even though you know it in your head, but you don't enjoy that, what does a person do? He sings it all the time. That way he's kilu mitchaber to the song. Every time he sings it, he relives the simcha of the song. Azuadin limud, it's not enough that the ideas are in your head. You have to be mezameh bepiv. You have to sing it all the time. You have to say it all the time. As mavur, this echoizrim, it's in your pet. The whole yom, call us, man. You have to do chazara. You can't chazar everything you learn all the time. But every day you should have a kfiyas in chazara. And you should do it with your pet. The reason why it's important to do it with your pet is the Gemara in Erevin Daf Nun Dalet says that when you say Torah bepeh, as number one, it gives a chiyus. It's nichnas to kol aguf shaloi. V'ayit, he's not shecheyachet. As limud bepeh is an under a dargan, under a ma. Rashi, Grandi says, another maila, that when a person is mizame b'chol yoim, the Torah is nas a stura bepiv. The sugyas sit in him. It's misudar by him. Rashi is being merambis to the Gemara in Tainis on Daf Ches. And Shlokish says in Reisa Talmud, Shetalmudei Kosha Kebazel, the person goes to Shir, he's not getting it. You know why? The sugya wasn't clear to him when he came into Shir. It says in Kama Merayin, they chazed 40 times before they went into Shir. This is a lot. Finish be for us. Before we go to a shir, we should learn the Gemara, chazer over clear, have a clarkeit in the Seder Pshat, and then we'd get so much more from the shurim that we go to. As that's the mile of Zemer b'chol yom, that should be Mesudar. And the mocker of this is Nefesh Amal Ameloloi. As before in the Gemara, that Amelos Betairis, chazara. This is the Amelus Betayr of Nefesh Amal Ameloloi. You could bring the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tesamid Beis. The Gemara says, Lost Lavoi, the Navi Malachi is being misnabe, and he says, you'll see the difference, you know, Oivir Alekem and Misha Eino Oivir Alekem. What's the difference? From someone who chazes 100 times, from someone who chazes 101 times. And you'll see, The hevdel will be so great that everyone will be able to tell the difference. What is he nikra? An oivet elekim. Chazar is an avoide. It's an amelos. And somebody who's amel a little bit more, it's different. Yeah. As if you could see the difference between the 101 and the 100th, for sure, between the first and the second, and the third and the fourth. Thus is for sure there'll be a difference. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nun Dalid, the Gemara says the Seyda Alimud was Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah Dalid Pamim. As the stipler wrote a letter once in Kanye Graisa, someone wrote to the stipler, he's not having Atzlach in Yeshiva. The stipler asked him, how many times do you chaz? Until you chaz four times every Gemara you learn, of course you won't have Atzlach. It's a Gemara in Erevin, Seyda Alimud. As thus is that Salah. And the schar is nifla b'yaisa. And you realize how much schar was zeicha for every eret chazara that we give. The Torah goes into us differently. Like we saw, it's the ksira of the limud. And the schar is nifla b'yaisa. The Navi Malachi is the last Navi. And the Navua Malachi is going for the Dar V'Ikvish of the Mashiach. Kiyadua. La'anu hu aymer tzarech lausar. As we understand, Malachi is talking to us, like the Maral says. Everyone's running, they want to accomplish, do siyumim, daf yomi, it's gevaldik. Just a little bit more time in the daf yomi, to chazer, one or two more times a day. Maybe try to chazer the next day. Quick chazaras, it doesn't have to be a chazer over the whole hour that you learn. Quick chazaras, that Yisrael more shayches ain l'taya v'ain l'shaya. What every chazara would make a difference. The next day chazard ones, maybe on a Shabbos to try to chazard ones. It's a hard ketzer because you need a daf every day. But every time you make mira v'soif, the difference between an oivid elakim and an ein oivid, it'll be an under a kinyan atayra. And the Gemara brings down the famous Gemara that Nefesh Amel Amel Aloy. And the person is Amel the Torah, Amel Aloy. Who's Amel Aloy? The Torah. So you see over here, the Torah is a Ruchni, is the Gemetzius. It goes up in Shamayim, it begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu for him. But how does the Torah be? Ezer Adam, Zot Rashi, it's Mevakeshes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Megalatim, Tami HaTorah. Sidrez, one girsa, the girsa of the Yad Ramah, is while the girsa brings down in Rashi himself, girsa is Visisrael. They should understand the Havon in Torah, the Tifkait of Torah. That's the Schar of Amelus Bat Torah. So, Mavur in Rashi, the way he learns up the Gemara, that the Skula to have Havon Amuke in the Taimei HaTorah, in the Imek of Torah, is Amelus Bat Torah. That's the side of the Chedushay Torah. Bigdali Tamid Rachamim Shabachol Davidar Kimvan Avada the Kishrain is helped also. But over here is Mavur that there's another Eifin to have a Tifa Avon and Taira. And thus is the Amelus Bat Taira. The Gidl Amelus, that's what brings to the Tifa Avon. Efshal Hazbir, Chaim said what he taught people with his Chedushay Taira was how to be Amel Bat Taira. That's the Derech Alimud of Reb Chaim. This Pashas, you would understand, because in order to come to such Chedushay Torah, you have to think about it a lot and be Amal B'Torah. Of the Fi Rashi, Agufa, the Amelus B'Torah of handling a Sugya, handling a Hakira. Okay, what's Pshat and Rashi? You have two ways of learning, one way or the other. That Oimek brings to another Oimek in Torah, more Amkus and more Amkus in the study of Hakira, maybe third side, B'chulei. And thus alone, the Agmelus Bataira Gufa brings to the Avona Bataira. And then the Gemara says the Tachlis Adam is he was Nivralias Amal Bataira. So if we're in here, Chiddush to some of us, that people think Agmelus Bataira, oh, those are Maila for Chaim Kanievsky, for Moshe, for Eliashiv. Yeah, but for the typical Balabas, you talk about Agmelus Bataira. Oh Hashem, I learn my Daf Yomi. I do it Shas Illuminated. I do it a little bit better. But Amelus Bataira, you're talking about working hard in Taira. Of here is Mavur, Amelus Bataira is not Stama Maila. Dos is Tafkir Ha'adam. In Buchukoisai Telechu Shatia Amelim Bataira. That's the Tafkir of a person to be an Amel Bataira. As thus is one hadgasha. And shetei delecha, every person can be an amel b'Torah. Even if you're a balabas, you're learning a daf, but you can't learn it by amelus of working and understanding. Just sitting there sometimes is such an amelus. Koshkin, if you have an extra question, an extra teretz, you handle back and forth. Ein lecha amelus gadol mizo. And then the Gemara continues. And Rava says, "Kula gufi druftiki ninu. Toivil is daki davi druftiki da raisa." This member of Rava, Rashi is mazber, "Kula tarchonim, kula gufin la amal niver." Everyone has to work. It's good to put your amal in Torah. As nearer, Rava is coming here to be lafuke from a cat. The Goyin at the end of Mishlei Perek Kama, the Goyin says, the Gimel Kitim that don't learn Torah. One of them is he doesn't want to be Torah. It's a tircha to learn Torah. He wants to take it easy. No one has an easy life. Everyone has to work hard. What do you decide? You decide what you're going to work on. In the Tanit Veil Yo Rabba and Perek Yud Gimel is marchiv on this. Shakol Adam the Amal Nivra. It's not shayach to be without amelus, and even if when you're a small child, you can get away with it a little bit. A bachur, seminary goal. Sometimes you can get away with it. In real life, it's in Adam Lamed Yulat. Everyone's going to be working hard. Now, what could we choose? Our choice could be what we're going to be humble in life, what we're going to put our work into in life. And the Tanit Velio says a mashal, like somebody who works very hard to be mamala clean. He puts so much effort into bringing water and filling it up, hours and hours, and then someone else comes and spills it out. Oh, he works so hard, and at the end it was for nothing. Asu, someone who's tireach v'nyani aylam hazeh, the besayif, who's loy nisha leklum, lenetzach nitzachim, ashenkin what you tireach v'ruchnias, as that you have. That's what we say in the siyam. Anu ameilim v'heim ameilim, which is really the moedim when we walk out of the base medrash. Every day we're supposed to say this moedim. Anu ameilim v'heim ameilim, anu ameilim v'kablim schar, v'heim ameilim v'heina v'kablim schar. Everyone's working hard. Question is, what are you working for? As we're a melem, we're mekablim schar. Heim a melem ve'ena mekablim schar. What do you mean? They are mekablim schar. Emes de mekablim schar. But when you compare it to the schar that we get from learning, you can't compare it. Like we had in the Gemara before, Namir Aleph, Ein loy rosa lakim zlo secha. The schar that Talmid HaChamim have, this is me'alu me'evel kol masha efshel ha'asik. It's like someone who's earning $50,000 a year, and he meets somebody who's making $500,000 a month. He looks at, I'm not earning anything compared to you. That's not called getting paid. So Adin, when we think about the Schar HaGadol of Loim Dei Torah Ba'Amelos, Tamid HaChamim, you can't compare it to any other Schar. It's so much bigger. Thus is the schus, the Indian of Amelas Batayr. We're all going to have to work. You could choose what you work in. That's the Nakuta. Then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara speaks about Alaymid Taira Leprakim. Naifisha Chasad Lev Amresh Lokiz Alaymid Taira Leprakim. Shanema Ki Noyim Ki Tishmarim Bibit Necha. I know. He learns, he has times when he learns, but he doesn't learn all the time. Because it's mamshalim to a zayna. Somebody does nus with a zayna. As Maral explains the Gemara, that the tachlis of Torah should be a part of your mitzias, like a wife is a part of your mitzias. And he says that's only when you're bekfias, then it becomes a part of your mitzias. If you do it like roi, leprakim, then it's not part of your mitzias. Somebody who does beer with a zayna, she's not part of him. He just did a beer once in a while with a zayna. Mashenkin with his wife, she's a part of his life. As thus is the hevdel. If you want to make Torah a part of you, as you have to learn bekfias, not just when it's misdamin. He's nikra chasar lev, because Torah is the lev, the mitzias of a person. When he's missing in Torah, he's not learning it bekfias, even though he's learning. As then, Chasar Lev. The Pesach Einayim from the Chidah is maybe the Medrash and Mishle, the Darshan's Eis Lasas Lashem, Heferu Torah Secha. When somebody is Laimit Torah, Rak Be'itim. Certain times he learns, but the rest of the day he just doesn't feel like he has to learn. Heferu Torah Secha. It's Afara to Torah. Torah is meant to be Bekfias whenever you can. This is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah also in Simin Kuf Nun Hey. In the Mishnah Berurah over there, he makes a point out of this that people think that Achiv is Kfiyas Itim B'Tayra, like the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, that Hashem Shoyel Adam Reisadin Will You Kvei Itim L'Tayra. As he thinks, if I'm Kvei Itim L'Tayra, finished. It's Kvei an hour a day. That's what I learned. Zeu. He says it's a mistake. There's one chiv to be kovei itim l'tayra, and that means no matter what, even if you're busy, you always have to have a eis kvua l'tayra every day. Aba chutz mizeh, a person has to learn when he has pnai. He shouldn't be loim b'tayra l'prakim. Does it say feiru tayra sech if he's loim b'tayra l'prakim? As avada, there's a din of kvius itim l'tayra, and that is to make sure every day to learn. A day shouldn't go by without learning. But there's another nakuda, another inyan which is mutal on a person, that when he has extra time to take it out and learn, to take out a sefer and look at a sefer, kol echad kefi mashu, listen to a shir, v'chulei. It's an under a kesha to the Torah. The Torah becomes his mitzias. It's a din which is mutal on a person. As lamanu habe yisaidis in Torah, we learned the inyanim of chazara, the chshivas of chazara. We learned the chshivas of amelus bat Torah. That's the tachlis of Adam. It's kedai to invest. And we learned loymet Torah leprakim. The Torah is not something which is a time a day. It's something which is a limud kol hazman. When you're able to, kimuvan, you can't overdo yourself. You're a person, but when you're able to, you should try to learn the extra time in Torah. Reb Chaim Volozhin, when he was koveya the yeshiva in Volozhin, he said, "I'm not being koveya the seder when you learn." Hooray. You can't be koyvei es lasos l'shem lifei yoteru secha. We're not loy mitayru leprakim. He said we're being koyvei seida lebatola. Nainu, from 1 to 2, you have to learn and sleep. From 7:45 to 8:45, you have to eat. And then the rest of the day you're learning. It's not shaykh sidre limud. Limud is kol hazman. Just be kavei, there are times where you have a srachim that you have to take care of. Thus is the Sidra Yeshiva. Yes, even for a ben Torah, this was scorned under a cook. Of a va'ayda pam, it doesn't mean every spare second you have to learn and feel a lachatz. Just when you do have spare time, take out a sefer. Look at a sefer and learn a little bit in your spare time, that you should be mishtayach to this inyan, that it's not loy mitayr leprakim. I only have this time in the day that I learn. No, there's more time in the day too. The Gemara then continues. And the Gemara says, Kalam alamid es chaver ben chaver etayra ma'alav akosev ki'ilu yolda. There's a gra in Sefer Yetzirah, it's brought down in the Sfarim, it's something we don't look at, we don't learn Sefer Kabbalah, but it's brought down in Sfarim, the Goyin in Sefer Yetzirah that says a Gishmak Epshad in the Gemara. He says a person has two fathers. He has a biological father, the one who gave birth to his body, that's his parents. And then there's someone who gave birth to his neshama, that's his Rebbe who taught him Torah. Because the latest on the Sham is Ayyidei Torah. The more Torah you learn, the more the person is kind in the Shama. Masha over here also learns on Derech Zeh. As Amalas ben Chavera ki'ilu aso. Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, it says that his children were Aaron's children because it's ki'ilu yolda. It's ki'ilu, he's the father. He ki'ilu gave birth to their neshama. Then Rabbi Amar Kilo Aso La'atzmai, if you go with the Goyin, you could be Mamshich. When a person is Melamed Torah, as the Rebbe is Niskadol, number one, he has to teach someone else Torah. He grows from it. He has it under Kesha to the Torah. Abagam, his Neshama is also growing. A Melamed Torah, as the Torah is an under a Kinyan in the Rebbe, as Memela, the Rebbe, grows also, as it's Kilo, he's Aso La'atzmai. When Torah goes into a person and it changes the person, it's a mila in the Torah. The Torah is kilu growing and extending also. As when the Torah goes into the neshama of a year, the Torah is also kilu asola divrei Torah. This is gvaldige chizuk, not only for Rebbe, but for all of us when we're learning Torah, to understand Torah is changing on neshama, building on neshama. Yisrael Chaim, it says, brings from the Kadmoinim, that even if a person has a Zayir, he brings a low neshama that was on a low darga, but al yedei limud haTorah, he kamal his neshama to hecher dargas. It's limud haTorah is a leida. That's why a person's called a ben Torah. He was neilid from the Torah. It's shaft and eye in the neshama in the person. As limud has such a tremendous effect on the person, it shafts the person from nayas, it creates him. And that's what we saw in the Gemara before, the Chazara Belimu, the Amelus Batairas, then the Neshama is Mis'ala Yosef Yosef, and the effect of the Limud is so much greater. This man, the Chazik is Atzmeinu, after we saw also the beginning, the Chshivas of Torah, that's the Dvar Hashem, we're learning Torah, we're connecting to Hashem, as we're putting Hashem more into us. As das is kilu mala the neshama, because kuchibricho v'raisu means neshama chadu. That's the ikar ayid. As the more Torah, the more kuchibricho we put in us, the more we're noilid michadash, the more the Torah shafts us from nais. It's megadalto, meramamta, al kol ha'maisa. It's megadal mamish. It changes the whole mahus and makes us to grow. This plot of Gemara is the gewaldige chizuk in Limud HaTorah. Understanding what Torah does to a person, understanding the gidol we have from Torah, and understanding how to be misgadol from Torah. And shetedel chatz kedai, you have to work, avada. You're working anyway in life. Everyone's working. You might as well put your work in something that will be zeicha to the schara gadol of ein loy rasa. Elokim zulasecha, the schara miyuchid, the talmidei chachamim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.